So the article that we found, or Lydia found, was for all networkers. It's basically four business lessons for millennial entrepreneurs. And the person who wrote it was Shadike Samuelson. It was dated February 26, 2019. So right just a few weeks ago. And he started off just talking about millennial self-perception, because it's important for us to understand where their mindset is. If you're going to go and approach people, you have to kind of understand their mind. Everybody agree with that. I think it's important to listen to people first. That's why most great network marketers are great listeners, or they may not have started that way. I sure didn't start that way. I was always a teller because I was a lawyer, so I would always be in charge and telling people, right? Of course, everybody was looking for advice from you, so that's why you became a teller. But the problem was I wasn't a very good listener at that stage, and that was one of the first skill sets I realized that if I were ever going to be good at this, I better develop some great listening skills. So you want to be great listeners. So we want to go out there and look at millennials and understand that, but we want to be great listeners, and we want to have some basic, you know, standard knowledge background of where they are. What are their thoughts? What's their thinking? How are they behaving? Some of you have children in this age group. I actually have some, but they're already entrepreneurs. In fact, multimillionaires at this stage. And so that's fun to watch them be so successful in their lives. So we might have a little bit more knowledge of what they're like, but he gave us some insights in it. One, he says almost all millennials think of themselves as innovation generation. They think they're going to come up with a brand new idea and they're going to go crazy and make millions of dollars. But if you look at all the creativity that they believe they have, there are really only two examples of that kind of off-the-charts success. Ohanian at Reddit, he started that company, and then Spiegel at Snapchat are truly exceptions. So for all their creativity, they haven't crossed that divide into what we call the success generation. So they have lots of ideas, but they're going like nowhere with them, and they're slowly, and it's not really happening for them, and that's caused a lot of concern and you know, disappointment in their lives as well. And then they looked at, you know, we always talk about millennials being so into the entrepreneurship, but this is an older study, 2014, a few years back, by U.S. Small Business Administration. And in that study they published, they said less than 4% of the 30-year-olds are actively in entrepreneurship. Less than 4% of 30-year-olds. And we always looked at, wow, entrepreneurship is bigger. The future generations coming up are larger and larger. And that's not true. And this study showed that 6.7% of baby boomers are into entrepreneurship, 5.4% of Gen Xers, which is the generation coming after, right, that's the generation between us and the millennials. And then you have 4% of the 30-year-olds are actively involved in entrepreneurship. And that would put, if you look at the millennials today, that's ages 23 to 38. So when they talk about 30-year-olds, they're talking about that, the older age range of the millennials. So less than 4% of them are actually involved in entrepreneurship. So it's an intriguing thing. But millennials are a different breed, and I want to play for you. There's a great video out there, and you don't have to see the video because it's really musical. So I want to play it for you, just to really lay the foundation. It's kind of a cute video, and I thought you guys would enjoy it. So Lydia's going to plug it in right now. You're going to hear the music to it, that's what it is. It's actually a music presentation. So let's listen to that.
Ding, ticka, ding, ticka, ding, 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 ding. He sits inside your local coffee shop, sporting a man bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. She posts lots of selfies on her Instagram, quote that's inspirational, hopes to change the world while wearing yoga pants, armed with her dreams and knowledge of essential oil. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L.
participating. M-I-S-L-E-N-M-I-A-S. Gotta love millennials. M-I-S-L-E-N-M-I-A-S. Gotta love millennials. In a couple of years, we will have to pass the torch.
Oh, no.
M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Please pray for millennials.
So how do you like that? I think it was, you can look that up on YouTube, you guys. It's a great piece because it really gives you a tremendous insight into the millennial generation. And probably one of my favorite lines, and I know sometimes his words were hard to distinguish. That's why I suggest you go to YouTube and look that up, because you can listen to it on your own and the words are coming across the screen as he's singing. But, you know, talking about most of millennials really feel like they're deserving. They almost came into this world deserving of things. And, you know, the concept they set forth in this video, which is a video that we just listened to the song, because I can't have you watch it on my Monday morning call. But the concept that they put behind that was that most of them feel like they're so deserving of everything and success because as they grew up, you know, this was the generation where we made sure that no one was left out. So even if you were last place in the race, you still got a trophy. So they handed out 100 trophies instead of, you know, for first, second, and third place. So it was the receipt of all these trophies. They were rewarded, so they feel like somehow they're to be rewarded in everything that they do, and they're going to have success automatic even if they come in last place, which is an intriguing psychology that I hadn't thought about. But there are a lot of things that will make you think when you watch this video or listen to it again, because it really talks about a generation that thinks they're entitled, you know, and we've heard that before, but, you know, this video actually put some real common sense concepts behind it that made me really think. So just a good way to introduce you to it. So let's jump in and talk about what this article talked about, because I think...
Jo, by the way, don't share that with millennials unless you really want to tick them off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Michael. I am not suggesting that you share this. And I, you know, even when I drafted this and put this in, I said to myself, Mary Jo, what if you have a bunch of millennials on your Monday morning call? And I think it's so...
sorted out the entrepreneurs, so they're cool, the ones that are on the
right
call.
They're already cool, right? But the psychology, the important thing for us is that the psychology, this training today is not, it's about you understanding the psychology of the millennial, so you are positioning yourself in a better way to introduce them to your business concept and what's going to turn them on, what's going to turn them off, and things like that. You got it? So this is about marketing to them. What lessons can we learn about millennials that are going to help us be more effective with them? Because I know there are a lot of people in Manatech, in fact, some of the big leaders in Manatech, I'm not going to mention names, that just say, I don't even want to try to sign up a millennial. Well, you know, they're the largest percentage of our population today in terms of age range, and it's like saying, okay, I'm just going to ignore my biggest, you know, potential out there in terms of age and longevity. Because the idea for us, you know, as I keep signing up people who are 60, 70, and 80 years old, you know, that doesn't broadcast well for my longevity of my health of my Manatech business, since those people have shorter longevities, right? And so the idea is I want youth in my organization. I want young people. And that's what I want to strive for, is to have a younger base of population in my organization to help my business grow. And I think it's you know, when you go to Manifest and other things, you realize that we have a lot of tremendously loyal people who've had phenomenal health results, and a lot of people with tremendous income results. And man, but most of us are like 50 plus. You know, it's we have an age group that just is. You know, we might have gotten in our 30s or 40s, but which is when I did, early 40s, 42, I think was when I first started. But you know, that's been a long time now, 23 years later, right? so it's like. We're seeing this aging population, and we really need to go after that youth. So let's jump in and take a look at this and just hopefully give you some insight that maybe you didn't have or not as much that can help you in a more effective way approach the millennial generation. And, again, age 23 to 38. So, number one, stop giving it a try. Of course, the word try, I consistently in my self-development work and trainings, I always tell people, get rid of that word out of your vocabulary, right? It's not about trying. And if you ever want to work with somebody around the word try, if they use it or something, if you're close enough to them and you have a good enough relationship with the person, I like to tell people, I said, okay, let me just give you an example of it. Okay, stand up. And then I go, okay, now try to sit in your chair. And it's really hilarious because, I mean, you either sit or you don't. Trying doesn't really get there, right? You get, and they start seeing the physical manifestation of the word try. It's you know, we're at choice. We make choices. We either do it or we don't do it. Try is just whenever you say that, you just open yourself up immediately to failure. If I try, that means it's okay to fail. Just say, I'm going to do this. Just take a stand and then watch the forces of the universe behind you help catapult you forward instead of saying, well, I'm going to give a try to do my Manatech business. No, you're asking for failure. You're opening up the door for all the excuses and the reasons why it's going to fail. So when you look at the failure rate of millennials, it's shown to be higher. Many say they want to be their own boss, but far fewer actually take the plunge. They're into that, you know, try atmosphere. They're into that, well, I'll take a look at it. Well, let's see if it works. Or, you know, no, it's going to work. I'm choosing this because I'm going to make it work no matter what. Very different attitude. So you can bring that up, making it work no matter what. Is a great attitude. It's what's going to absolutely catapult you forward to make something successful. Although there's more support than ever for entrepreneurs, there's still a gap between ambition that millennial generation actually have and those that go on to start a business. So it's about how many people are really saying, you know, we want to be entrepreneurs, but how many actually step in and actually commit, right, and to start that business? And once you get them started, that's when you get that breakdown, that barrier of just giving it a try, because they knowing that they all want to be, they all have this vision for themselves as success generation, right? They all think they can do it on their own, and they watch successful people around them, and so they're going, I'm going to go do it, but the problem is they're not. So making sure that there's that commitment to start their business. You want to make sure they're committed. Don't just bring them on because you've convinced them. It's more like get the commitment and let them understand the value of having a commitment in the business. And so what do you do with a millennial? Wanting to be a great entrepreneur, you know, these millennials are all, they all want to be, they see themselves, they're wannabes, right? But all of them, they have this bucket load of student debt. That's one of the things I went after last year, just how to pay off your student debt. But that didn't seem to be a big enough motivation for people to get involved. That was my whole goal with my program I did for 6 months. I did it for about 8 months overall. But it wasn't enough. It was almost like I'm not building a big enough goal for them. Like, I was trying to just get them to be AQ team, and that would give them $500 a month, and their average student loan debt is $368. So it was like, wow, this is a mechanism to help students pay off their student loan debt. I thought it was a great mechanism. I think the problem with my program, which I'll share with you so you don't have to struggle through what I did, was the idea that they want a bigger, they have a bigger dream. They don't, they're not going to do something just to find cash to pay off their student loan debt, if that makes sense. So building it to be something bigger for them. You know, so most of these millennials, what, they want to be a great entrepreneur, they have a bucket load of student debt, and they have $200 in cash in their bank account. Well, that's a benefit to us because it costs $49.99 to get involved in Manatech, right? $49. They don't really have to buy product. That's a big selling point for millennials, by the way, that they can get involved because they've seen network marketing where there's a mandatory buy every single month and all this stuff. And Manatech has set us up for tremendous success in that realm. So we want to make sure that, you know, those are the kind of things that aren't the excuses. There's only one way for them to do is like put a stake in the ground, go all in, and let's make this happen. So just some insight on that for you guys to get. Don't just say, well, you can give it a try. That's the last kind of languaging you want to use with millennials because that's where they're stuck. They're already stuck there, and you're just adding more fuel to their fire around being stuck. They're just one more attempt at it. And most of these millennials probably somewhere in their life were exposed to network marketing in some stage, and they may have already quote-unquote tried it. When they use the word try, and you can say, well, I'm not asking you really to try. I'm asking you to be my partner and succeed at it. Notice the language differential. Because they really see, build yourself into a successful entrepreneur. Don't try, you know. And you could do a whole analysis around that try concept. So suggestion in languaging that might support you into building a bigger vision for them. You know, be committed. That's the one way to go forward is to be committed, right? Number two, innovate around innovations. Figure out where the world is going and go there first, right? So it's like looking at what direction we're going in, what the country's going in, because a lot of people, a lot of millennials are trying to build the newest mousetrap. Well, there are only going to be a few people, like we saw above, you know, when I talked about Ohanian at Reddit and Spiegel at Snapchat, only a few are going to make it that big. And when you're talking about literally hundreds of, almost 100 million people in that age group, or 80, I don't know what the millions are, but there are a lot of them. The only two that you can really show as truly exceptions. So it's not about looking at becoming a multi-billionaire as a millennial. It's about where do I build financial security for myself and my family for the rest of my life. That doesn't have to be a billionaire. That can be, you know, getting to presidential director, bronze presidential, making $5,000-$7,000 a month of asset income. And this is where this asset income project comes in, right? So, it's not about coming up with the newest mousetrap. It's about, wow, what's out there that's new and different, and like glyconutritionals. And some of you go, wow, Mary Jo, we've been around that glyconutritionals now for 20 years. And I go, they haven't ever heard the word. They've never heard. The three people that I got started this morning or this weekend were people that never heard the word glyconutritionals. You know how many millions of people never even heard the word glyconutritionals? That's why I love to use that when I talk to people about, you know, getting involved with Manatech. So it's a breakthrough in nutritional science that, you know, people don't know about. And then when you do the research, you show them what's happening, you see what's yeah, I mean, now you have something new and different they can take on as an innovation, right? But they can innovate around innovations. We're not asking them to come up with the innovation. We're being innovative around an innovation. So I added some items in here that really no one in C in the outline. I added that concept of no one ever going to make something out of nothing. So why not make something new out of what already exists? And that's really what we're doing with Manatech. When we go out there, we already have the existence of an incredible product line, our most crucial technology being glyconutrients. So instead of creating, like the example they gave in the article, which I left in black on the outline, was invest in creating the best music app to go on Samsung Galaxy, because you're not going to create Samsung Galaxy. But you could create a music app, right? That's something you could do. Well, if you're looking at Manatech, build the best recruiting mechanism for Manatech. Some of these millennials have great ideas about how they recruit their friends. And if you can come up with the greatest recruiting mechanism, you're not selling the recruiting mechanism. You're selling yourself, having built that, on how people can build a business with it. Or create an internet recruiting concept that's going to work for you. That's something new and different out there because there are plenty new applications for that. and then or start a new a health now revolution, right? Start a health now revolution. It's kind of what I'm doing, and people are starting to be responsive to it. A health now revolution. You know, don't wait till you're 50 or 60. This is what I love about the millennial groups. I love the idea. Don't wait till you're 50 or 60 and try to fix what you've already broken, because you haven't taken care of your health in your early stages. Do a health now revolution. Choose now, so at 50 and 60, you're not even worrying about it. You're on no prescription drugs, all that kind of stuff, right? So, I mean, I just threw some ideas out there for you about how to, you don't have to have the glyconutrient innovation. You can take an innovation, and you can take the next step and be innovative off the innovation. And that's, millennials will like that, because they don't necessarily see themselves as coming up with Reddit or Snapchat or things, right? They're gonna if they can innovate off of an innovation, they can equally become financially successful in what they're doing. And if you talk about them actually being the innovator from scratch, coming up with something brand new that they're gonna look at, and they can't look far enough in the future, right? Before lethargy starts. Because their attention span isn't quite as long as yours and mine might have been. And if you don't see that happening in our world today, all you have to do is look at people walking around with their cell phone in their hands. It's probably, I call cell phones today ADD mechanisms, because I believe that cell phones, mobile phones, are creating the most damaging impact they're having on people today, is that we're not only are we not, you know, being relational with people anymore, looking eye to eye, talking and communication devices, we choose that as an alternative. But the other aspect of it is that you have so many things hitting you, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or, I mean, there are 101 mechanisms of being on your phone, and you're constantly drawing attention to those instead of what? Paying attention to what's going on in your life. So it's an instant creator of attention deficit disorder in what you're doing. So, but anyway, so we want to, understanding that attention deficit situation is prolific among this generation, we need to have something that grabs their attention and they have immediate ability to move forward, because if it's too long-term for them, they'll move on to something new. They're well-known for start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. And the company FLO, Flow, has a millennial CEO. They built their brand and product around an already existing innovation, very much exactly the kind of concept I'm suggesting with Manatech. So if you can link them into that level, again, they can be entrepreneurial with their own tweak of an innovation instead of feeling like they have to come up with the original innovation in of itself. And that's my suggestion in terms of using Manatech as a way for them to go, because that will, they love innovation, they love being innovative, but they're not going to create, you know, glyconutritionals overnight. They can look at that, and that's why leading with the innovation that already exists and coming up with innovative ideas to take it to the world is where they're going to be excited. That'll be more exciting to them than trying to, you know, innovate and come up with a brand new nutritional supplement product, right, already existing. If it's all about you, you probably won't last. They talked about, you know, that people making it all about themselves, right? You're not going to stick to something long if it's all about you. So it has to have a deeper meaning, and this is very crucial for that millennial generation. Why do you want to become an entrepreneur? The first question, when they did their overview before they put this article together, they did massive research on this, and they found that people out there who wanted to change the world and to make a lot of money, the problem was it focused on the possible end results of entrepreneurship rather than vetting their inner motivations. We all want to change the world. We all would like to make a lot of money, right? But what are your inner motivations? We need to empower others as a great motivator, solve others' problems like their student loan debt, learn the basics of entrepreneurship, whatever that might be for them. And you can talk about those things but not be the end result. Like I did in my program, that was the end result. I kind of talked about how to offset that because I thought anyone could build AQ team without too much pressure about joining network marketing, direct sales, or finding that offensive. But that didn't work because that can be a preliminary. You want to talk about it as a preliminary motivation that you want to tackle problems, but it can't be all about that. It has to be something greater, and so you build something something that's beyond that. We at Manatech have the concept of changing the world, the M5M. That's a very attractive piece for the millennial generation because they truly want to change this world. They're desperately trying to make a difference in this world because they don't like what's going on. That's why they continue to fight status quo. And so part of that is the M5M and how do we save children all over the world and what are we doing through that whole, you know, gist of what's happening. But a lot of people have caught on to that marketplace today, so they hear that a lot. So it's about talking about their own experiences around it and joining on trips and going down to Costa Rica with us and those kind of things, those opportunities. Now, some of you are saying, well, Mary Jo, if I talk about Costa Rica, we're already 2 months how are they going to be able to build this volume in the next 10 months? Well, they may not be able to build the volume in the next 10 months, but the important thing about it is that they're going to be in a position where they truly can move forward and understand that these kind of opportunities exist all the time, and Manatech has incentives every year. So it may not be this one you get to go on, but take on the next one. Let's get you up and running. You can set that as a goal to get started and use best efforts to get there, but the next incentive will be right around the corner. And clearly, if you just miss this incentive, look at what you've built in your business in terms of cash flow for yourself right out of the box. So it's about using that as a motivation for them that they can really have an impact, and their outreach and their impact is great in many, many ways, including, you know, health of others and be a beacon of light in the darkness that we have, just looking at, you know, what's going on in our foodstuffs today, acknowledging that, because they want to change the world, and you have an opportunity through Manatech, because that's really what our message really truly is in Manatech in and of itself. They talked about, in the article, they also talked about, the Trade Academy, which is Nick Pena's company. After he failed with the major sports, he took time to reflect. He started looking at, you know, he had a major sports injury, and so he's like reflecting on what is it to make it big. And he felt that make it big was really a shallow desire, but a desire to educate as many as possible to infiltrate the investment market and succeed became his passion. So the idea is, just like us, we can take on what Nick Pena saw. He became a multimillionaire, successful investor, and also an Instagram sensation. And but it was because he was looking for how do we help educate as many people to become successful? How do we educate other people? Is there a way I can make a lot of money and be successful by educating other people, helping them be successful? So it was always about the other people first, and in the process is what created the results for him. So he says, never make entrepreneurship all about you, or you would not last very long. And that's true what we do in Manatech. We focus on the other person. We focus on the world. We talk about those changes, critically important in the millennials' mind, that why they want to become an entrepreneur, change the world, to make a lot of money, that's their normal responses. What if it was to change the world by educating others so they can have truly their dreams come true as well in the process, and making it about other people, refocusing that to make it about other people? And then the last point that was made in the article was really about, success is never self-made. And there are no self-made businesses or millionaires. You know, we talk about that all the time. It's not self-made. And millennials need to drop the idea of self-made. And I think the idea of self-made has caused a lot of millennials to be discouraged. It's why they're kind of, you know, selling out on themselves and selling out a little bit on the country and on the economy, because they put too much pressure on themselves. And instead, look at it as starting a business, maybe strategic partnership or strategic affiliations. And network marketing is exactly that. I started my own business, but I was what? I'm a partner, not legally, but, we don't have a partnership arrangement, although we do. I guess we can call it a partnership because they pay me commissions, right? But it's a affiliation with Manatech, where I can tap into all their phenomenal technologies and build a huge business with it. So it's not about self-made. I don't have to go out and develop a product. I can see a space that right now that the direct selling industry is a space dominated by strategic partnerships and affiliations. So instead of feeling like if it's going to be, it's up to me, you know, I don't have to create that product. I don't have to build all of that. One of the things we used to talk about a lot, why direct sales is so incredible, because you get all the benefits of the sales without having to have to pay the overhead and all the other things. Remember, I remember when I first started, that was one of the benefits that people talked about direct sales, that you have an entire research and development, you know, division, you have an entire oversight division, you have a compensation division, you have a payroll division, you have all that. And you, as an individual, need to establish none of that, because that's already done for you. All of these things about starting your own business. And maybe we take out some of those old materials we have that talked about that. Here's the 20 things that you'd have to do to start your own business. Why not just be out here and be on the front line building a business and somebody else is doing all that for you? And that's, in effect, what direct sales is. It's, in effect, what Manatech is for them. I don't go out and develop products. I don't have to have a payroll division and calculate commissions and be in research and development and all that stuff. I have a company that's doing that for me. And I get to just go out there and be the face of that company in terms of turning people on to these phenomenal products, as well as the income opportunity they have just like I have, because they don't have to worry about all those 12 other things as well. So go back to that concept of what is direct sales, why it's such an incredible marketplace for people who want to make a lot of money, because you only deal with one aspect of it, which is out there doing what? Being a marketing arm, being the sales arm, being the, you know, sharing arm of a company that already exists, and you have unlimited income capacity by doing that. So, again, notice the languaging shifting a little bit. Some of the old language we used to use is something that would really kowtow to millennials, taking the burden off them of being the idea person. And if they really caught up, here's a concept for you. If you come across a millennial that really is caught up in their own idea, I mean, they've had a dream, and they've conceptualized, this is what I want to do, Mary Jo. And I said, well, how are you going to get there? Why don't I? And I go, well, what if you had additional cash flow on the outside of $5,000, $6,000 on a monthly basis? Would that help catapult you forward with your idea? And they'll go, yeah. I mean, why not build some asset income to help solidify your idea? Because, you know, unless it's an idea that's so awesome off the charts that somebody like a Bill Gates will come in and invest $1 million with you, you're not going to get off the ground and running, because you have to deal with all those other 12 aspects of building your own company that I don't think you want to mess with. They're all headaches. Trust me, when I go over to Manatech headquarters and meet with all those people over there, there's a lot of headache over there, right? Whether it's shipping or payroll or inventions or new products or, you know, legal department or blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's like a lot of headaches. I don't want any of that. I don't want one bit of it. And I don't have to have one bit of it because of how this structure works with Manatech. I can just go out there and have a blast every day going out and sharing with people and loving on people, and my income grows. So trust me, huge concept for millennials to think about, things that you and I probably haven't talked about in 15 years about direct sales, because we think it's old-fashioned. We say everybody knows that, blah, blah. And I'm telling you, millennial generation needs to hear it, because some of them have experimented and tried, started their own businesses, and they've failed miserably and lost everything they had. And they know, because they got caught up in probably tax problems or employment issues or blah, blah, blah. And they're like, boy, I don't want to go down that road again. Great, you don't have to. That's what being an entrepreneur in direct sales is all about. And then there's so many more tools and platforms today than years in the back, but it's high time millennials build profitable partnerships and business relationships while trying to kick off their entrepreneurial journey. That's, again, so true. Talk about the tools and the platforms and everything that we have today to support people to be right, much more effective at what they're doing. I mean, we have so many things, just our phones and our apps and all the things that Manatech has provided for us, the website, success system. I still think you want to start a brand new associate, guess what? Boom, plop them right in there. When I have somebody interested in the business, you know, I say, man, we got this whole, you know, website that you just go step by step. Get that, you know, checklist out and just put them in there and go, okay, this is what we're doing. You can work on it as fast as you want. I'm here to support you as you go through step by step to answer questions and work through, you know, each step of the process. So it's just an easy way to teach and train brand new people so it doesn't take all your days. And some of you don't sign up people as business builders because you go, I don't even know how to teach them. You don't need to know how to teach them. It's all done on that website. You just got to check the list off, make sure they're in. You're taking, keeping track of what they're going through. Get your checklist out, your inventory, and talk about, did you do this, 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 what step, what questions do you have, answer them. Okay, here's your next step. Just follow the process on that website, and it's wonderful. So it's great to have all the assets we have. I think hopefully this call helped you guys a little bit with how to approach those millennials, the kind of languaging to use, but also dig out some of the things in the past that we haven't used for a long time, all the benefits of what network marketing model gives them. They don't have to worry if they want to be a startup venture. They don't have to worry about payroll and inventory and blah, 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 right? That's none of that. How would you like to just focus on one thing, going out there and marketing a breakthrough technology and making a difference in people's lives that can totally change people's lives? That's what you want to share with them and talk about that. Okay, people, that's all I have on my outline today. Any questions? And if you want to look up the video we talked about earlier that we played for you, you can find that on YouTube. What's the title?
They got the link right in.
Oh, they got the link in the outline? Oh, she didn't put it in my outline, because I drafted that earlier. So you actually have the link there to actually watch the video. I think it's cute as all get up. So anyone? Anyone on the call that's approached millennials that have wondered, why am I not effective with this generation? Okay, so go out there, make it a goal this week. I want you all to just say, okay, Mary Jo, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to at least 5 millennials in the next 5 days. Wow. I'd like to hear a report back next Monday morning. What do you think?
Hey, Mary Jo, Joellen.
Hi, Joellen.
Hey, thank you for reminding us of this, because that your phrasing today was really spot on. I had some young millennials asked to meet with me in Albany about a year ago, and I went up to meet with them, and I didn't have the phrasing on the tip of my tongue that they wanted to hear. And mm-hmm. this gal was very innovative and wanted to start something new. But just the way you said, you know, you may not have a new Reddit, but you might be able to, you know, jump on that and create something that will fund you. I like your phrasing. I'm going to listen to your call about 2 or 3 times to get it in
Great.
My head. But that's really spot on. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for... They don't want the whole to create it from scratch, most of them, but they mm-hmm. want to take advantage of something that's already there. That really
right.
is their big thing. And,
yep.
And they're innovative.
Because that's how they perceive themselves. They're the innovative
exactly.
generation. But innovation around what? Not
capital.
Come up with a brand new idea, but how do I tap into something and innovate from there to create
and
greatness?
They're all about crowdfunding and
yep.
Jumpstart, you know, and
yep.
Kickstart and all that. So the phrasing you're using is really spot on for them. Thank you
yeah.
for reminding me.
Thanks. Thanks. Good. It was a great article. It was fun to read it, and it really hit home for me because a lot of us don't talk to millennials because we don't know how to talk to them, and that's the problem. So here's some languaging for you to pick up on. Understanding a little more of their psyche was going to help you make headway with them, right? Great, great. Okay, everybody, have a great week. Let's go out there. 5 millennials. Okay, some of you are going, Mary Jo, I don't even talk to 5 people in a whole week. Okay, so choose one. But the problem with you choose one, if it doesn't work for you, you go, okay, that's not working. I can't do this. How can I talk to a millennial? I'm 65 years old. They're not going to listen to me. You guys, you know, whatever you put in that head, you're going to believe it. So why don't you do this? Wow, this is exciting as all get out. I know I can do this. Put that in your head instead. When we change our stinking thinking, guess what happens? We create different results. So go out there and let's create different results. Let's get some millennials on board. Let's bring some youth into this movement. And that's what's going to cause your business to skyrocket, because it's also going to build you a lifelong asset, which you won't have if you're continuing to sign up people in their 70s and 80s, because they're not going to last another 50 years, most likely, right? All right, everybody. Love you guys. Have a great week. Let's go out there and make things happen. Bye, everyone.